Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm getting nauseated here.
Why, are you nervous about being on the
camera's
radio?
Moving. My camera's moving around.
So hi, y'all.
Hey, Sip and Chew
with Mike and Stu
for the first time in 2020.
Woo-hoo.
Happy New Year.
The official year of hindsight.
Happy New Year, hindsight. It's 2020. Yeah. I'm Bawa Wawa, and this is 2020.
So how was your New Year's Eve, Mike?
I worked.
You worked?
And then I went in downtown.
Yep.
And hung out downtown a little while.
Any particular places that you can remember?
I care not to mention.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Little bebops, huh? Yeah. Morning, Sarah Lassiter.
Although I'm comfortable enough with my sexuality, I don't mind. I wouldn't have a problem going in there, okay?
I think I went there and played pool once on a date with a girl.
Okay, with a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said Bob's, I thought you were talking about
it. Was just she wanted to play pool, and it was the only place at the time. This is years ago that had a pool place. I'm not a pool player.
I'm not either.
I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy bowling either. But oddly enough, I'll sit there and throw darts all night long.
Hmm.
Love to throw darts.
Okay.
Last time I went bowling, the bowling alley people.
I know Becky. He
made
looks
our
like a
lane special, and they threw up rails along the side of the gutter, so I wouldn't be throwing my bowling ball into the adjacent alleys.
Gutters, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Stay in your lane. But welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to a new year, a new show for the 2020.
And Mike and I have put together an entire new year for everyone on planet Earth. You're welcome.
Yeah.
2020, okay. Designed by Sip and Chew.
There you go.
Does that mean all of the future shows are already lined out?
Yeah, and that we're
sure.
going to come on.
Yeah,
just
like we always do.
Sundays every week. And
just like we always
talk
do.
About something.
Something other.
Yeah, we're just going to rehash a few things here.
Yeah, we're going to reflect back on 2019 and see what some of our favorite meals were, some of our favorite places to eat at.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I've got. It's a list of places that we really enjoyed the most over the last year, not particular meals.
I better write mine down.
Yeah. Well, here, right on the back of my list. You got a pen?
I know you do,
because people on our Facebook Live have already pointed out.
A good salesman always has a pen.
I'll tell you someone else who should always have a pen. Anyone ever applying for a job.
There, too.
If you come in and ask for an application and then you ask for a pen, you automatically go in the no pile.
There you go.
It has something to do with being prepared.
Exactly.
I have to look at the way they're dressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And in my industry, if they come in during typical rush hours, I'm not going to hire them. Because
mm-hmm.
that either means they don't know anything about the industry and are lying to me, or they do and they just walked out on whoever they work for.
That could be.
Yeah. So if they come in wanting an application between 11:30 in the morning and say 2:00,
mm-hmm.
they're going on the no pile.
Hey, look, I'm excited about a new place
Thanks,
coming
Tony.
To town.
Oh,
hey,
really?
Tony.
Oh yeah,
Jim Smith's new place.
Yeah, it's
it used to be Kitchen on George, and now what's it called?
Meadowlark Way.
Meadowlark.
That's
what
AL.com had listed. I'm wondering if it's a typo and it's supposed to be cafe. I don't know. Jim, if you're listening, let us know.
I'm going to I got to text him and get a reservation for tomorrow night.
They're having a little soft opening, and then Tuesday they open to the public, I believe.
Now, that's on George Street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a fancy kitchen on George was on
well,
George Street.
I thought I remembered that right. I hadn't been down there in years because I don't get to that part of town. But it's, what, 3 or 4 blocks off of Government?
Something.
It's a block from the Oakley Mansion.
Yeah. Forgot about that too.
I know you grew up playing in the front yard of the Oakley Mansion back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was there when they were putting the finishing touches.
Right after the Civil
building.
War. Love you, Charlie.
Yeah, Mike remembers meeting you.
That's right.
He was on his senior trip at McGill High School. Tulane hadn't shown up.
I'm still on a senior trip. What are you talking about?
Another senior trip. Speaking of Tony, saw you there. I had breakfast there yesterday morning.
I saw that about an hour before we went downtown.
Yeah.
Morning, Connie. Our goal was to go to Cheese Cottage.
Uh-huh.
And, I had paid attention to anything that was going on in the city. And turns out somebody was playing a bowl game and having a parade. So downtown was vibrant yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was hopping. And so we rode by the Cheese Cottage like 11:15. Then it just, there was no point in even slowing down. They were packed out.
I bet they were.
And
it was a pretty day. Windy
so
day.
So we settled for Squid Ink.
Oh,
because I started rattling off places, and I said, "Hey, Bob's Downtown Diner." Mm-hmm. She goes, "Yeah, maybe." And I said something. And I said, "We ran out to Ed's on the Causeway," and I said, "You know, we'd always go to Squid Ink." The car turned,
just like that. Huh?
Yeah, and just like she's like, "I hadn't thought about it, but as soon as she said Squid Ink, I knew." And great lunch. That Mobtown hot chicken is the best fried chicken sandwich.
I still haven't tried hot chicken yet.
Mobtown fried chicken?
Yeah, hot chicken.
Hot chicken.
Charlie, they don't make a mild version of this. Hot chicken is just that.
Take the Rolaids?
Yeah. Yeah, it will be hotter than anything you've ever eaten.
But I'm assuming they have things that are not hot in the menu.
Yeah, but not the hot chicken.
Yeah.
But yeah, plenty
of things
hot,
huh?
But yeah, that's a... It's kind of like the whole idea of someone going to get hot wings and then, which sauce would you like? Mild?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, no, hot wings
just eat
the title.
Some chicken. Just eat some chicken tenders. You know, go to Fusackley's. That's clearly what you want. Go to Fusackley's.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. They're doing something right there because they are lined up for miles.
Yeah, they are.
Lunch and all evening long.
Yeah. And you know why the chicken is so good at Fusackley's?
Why is that?
Because that's all they do.
Yeah,
when you do it right and do one thing.
Don't add a
right.
burger to it because you know there's another competitor out there that does chicken like a dozen different ways, and none of them are good.
Yeah,
the big national chain.
Focus on your strong suit and run with it.
Yeah, so just go through. You know that whole chicken tender business, that whole industry, because you know we've got. Our local Fusackley's, there's Zaxby's, there's Raising Cane's, there's a dozen. It all started with one called Guthrie's in Auburn, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the second Guthrie's, which was in Athens. They were just in college towns originally.
Yeah.
And you walk in, and the menu is chicken tender sandwich or chicken tenders.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's it. You want fries or not.
Yep.
And it was spectacular as far as chicken breast goes. I mean, it's you're
well,
always
you know what you're going to get before you go in there, and they're
exactly.
focused on that
yeah.
one thing.
Used to be a restaurant in Fairhope a long time ago, and started by a guy named Bill Fierno.
Mm-hmm.
I think he played minor league baseball some, but it was called Just Gumbo, J U S apostrophe Gumbo.
Yeah,
and that's all he did was gumbo, and then on the board said Monday special. Gumbo. Tuesday special, gumbo. And you got a piece
Morning,
of
Bill.
Slice of French bread with it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, it was the best gumbo ever.
I'll tell you, probably the best red beans and rice I ever had in my life was my second or third year at a two-year college. And we were sitting in for Salvation Army at Christmas time. We were musicians in band.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just so spread out. The holiday season, and they got asked to do the official music for the City of New Orleans tree lighting ceremony.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the guys in our band was a member of the Salvation Army Church, which is an actual church organization.
Yeah.
So they said, hey, you know, we can't pay you any money, but we'll take you to New Orleans in a van and we'll feed you.
Mm-hmm.
So we go and we go to City Park, and it's a wonderful event. And at the end, they go, folks, Santa Claus is here. And you'll notice it's not Rudolph that's driving the sleigh. It's former Saints great Archie Manning.
Oh, I love Archie.
You'll also notice that Santa Claus is 6'5", 300 pounds in black because it's Ironhead Hayward, fullback for the Saints. And it was great. And then they just turned us loose, and all they had was red beans and rice. And Gambino bread.
That's a nice.
I love Gambino bread.
But I could eat as much as I want.
And did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah. You didn't want to be on the van on the way back.
Ooh, that hurts.
Oh, I'll bet.
Well, we're up against a break, aren't we, Charlie?
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, get on that Callahan's Irish Social Club text line, 343-0106, or give us a holler.
Text us or call us. Or call us.
Start a new tradition.
Or call in text.
Start a new tradition. Call the show.
I don't like juice. Chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice. This is juice.
Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh.
I like chicken. I like fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
I don't like juice.
I don't like juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, we're Phil.
And I'm Foster.
And we're Phil and Foster.
And you're listening to Sip and Chew
with Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, baby.
When did you do that?
At the Bo Jackson event at the Colonial Ford of Mobile.
And that's the first I've heard it.
Yeah, we played it like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think you were out, though. I think that was when you
were hungover.
Not feeling well with the bronchitis.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
With that Jack Daniels bronchitis.
Hey, we have to thank a few people.
Yes, we do.
Bob's Downtown Diner, corner of Fat and Happy.
Thank you, Tony.
About to
I get
discuss
Fat
it a
and Happy
bit
down there. I got Fat and Happy yesterday. And and got to thank our good friends at Hall's Sausage.
That andouille is just...
They are fine.
And the red fine hots? Stuff.
You know, I still got some of that in my freezer, and I still hadn't used it yet.
The andouille or the red hots?
I think I've ate all the red hots.
Yeah.
Those are delicious.
You know, the best way to eat a red hot, too, is a slice of white bread and some yellow mustard, and that's it.
That's
you don't need anything. A little hit of Tabasco is not bad.
That's what Cole tells me. Cole says, just white bread and mustard.
Yeah, that's the perfect way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tony needs to do a red hot. Breakfast.
Red hot hash. How about that, Tony? I know you were out there.
Red hots and hash?
Ooh. Yeah, that would be fantastic.
I like getting hash because I have a special way I like my hash, and Ducky there nails it for me.
Look, Tony says, yes, sir. Red hot hash.
That could replace
good for Mardi Gras special.
That could replace Beanie Weenies.
Nothing.
You think so?
Beanie Weenies. All right, well, 2019, we had some good meals, some good dining experiences, and drinks and whatnot. I'm just going to go down real quick, not necessarily specific meals at all of these.
Yeah.
But we had to start with, January. I guess technically this was 2018, but it was our New Year's Eve meal. We went to Southwood Kitchen, my good friend Jeremiah Matthews' restaurant in Dallas, and just had the most phenomenal New Year's Eve meal. One of the best meals I've ever eaten. So that got the year going right.
Ooh, yeah.
And you and I talked in the break. We both enjoyed Serial Killer over in
Fort Hope. Let me say something about Southwood.
Yeah.
Duck fat mashed potatoes. Good God.
Yeah. Tony says we may need to do some samples on that red hot hash.
We'll do that.
Time and date, son. Time and date.
We'll be your guinea pigs.
Yeah.
But jumping on Serial Killers.
Yeah, that... Folks, if you haven't been, it's currently breakfast and lunch, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But they just do. They're involved in the community, but their spin on brunch food is just fantastic. There's a lot of Mexican influence. The chiliques, I don't know if I said it right. I don't care. They're wonderful. And then we talked about it earlier. You and I went to the opening.
Mm-hmm.
The soft.
Let me interject. Let me interject. Serial killers.
Yeah,
they're tater tots.
Oh yeah,
truffle tater tots.
Yes.
And I think I had a brisket
taco. Right?
Taco.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And they do some pho and just. I mean, it's all over the board what they do. It's just whatever they feel like doing, and that's a fun menu.
And nice guys, super nice
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, great guys. I've run into them in a number of events around. Mm-hmm. Mobile and Baldwin County, and they're always eager to talk and eager to be friendly.
Yeah.
Just like them. You and I went to the soft opening. We were guests of Panini Pete's, of Squid Ink. We were blown away with that initial meeting.
Was that?
Yeah, and Heather and I probably go back once a month, maybe twice a month, sometimes just for cocktails. They do great cocktails.
Phenomenal cocktails.
Yeah, the cocktail things there. And that's one of her favorite things. Heather's is, you know, she wanted to go yesterday because she was like, they got winter cocktails. I got to go try this. Mm-hmm. And but that Mobtown hot chicken, I'm telling you.
Like I said, I've got to try the hot chicken. I have not had hot chicken
and
anywhere.
It is truly hot. Another favorite place, and we talked about earlier, we were going to go to Cheese Cottage, mm-hmm. so they were just too busy. We stopped back by after Squid Ink and bought some cheese.
Oh, okay.
And just went in and bought some cheese. Because Heather said she had been very good saving money for our trip to North Dakota and did not get her weekly Cheese Cottage fix for a couple of months. So we had to stop in. There's a place you haven't been yet, I don't think. It's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. Dolphin Street, Yak the Kathmandu Kitchen. It is one of the best restaurants in Mobile and has been for probably a decade.
I hear that a lot. I really do.
And just go in there and just get the tandoori chicken. It would be the best roasted chicken you have ever had in your entire life.
I know they have one in Fairhope, but it's never open when I go by there.
Yeah, I don't know their hours, but it is the same people. And everyone in Fairhope says just as good as the one in Mobile.
Cool.
Now, this next place... You'll see a lot of Asian. Heather and I are really on an Asian trip right now because it's both flavorful, satisfying. I say both, and now I'm going to list three things. Flavorful, satisfying, and healthy.
And healthy?
Yeah. Most Asian food is incredibly healthy. That's why they live to be 147 years old.
Oh, okay.
And have low occurrences of heart disease. But it's Jade Flames out Cottage Hill Road west of Leroy Stevens. That's how west Mobile it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mississippi almost. They have a ribeye banh mi, Mike. Go there and get that. It is best banh mi, which is a Vietnamese po' boy that I've ever had. It's also the best ribeye steak sandwich I've ever had at the same time. And it's a ribeye banh mi. It's spicy. Got some spice. You can handle it. I know you. You can handle a couple of slices of jalapeno. Here's one you can expound on this, I am sure. Bob's Downtown Diner.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, like yesterday. Tony and his entire staff make you feel like a regular, even if you're only there once every 3 months like I tend to get to.
Mm-hmm.
You are a regular, and they probably treat you like a redheaded
stepchild.
Every
time I go, my seat's always available.
Yeah.
It's always empty, and I go
and
there.
And the food is just spectacular.
Oh, well.
Stick to your ribs kind of
it's
stuff.
Good, healthy. Well, I don't know about healthy.
Wholesome.
Me, but it's
we'll say wholesome.
It's wholesome. Stick to the ribs.
Yeah.
Breakfast and lunch there. And I never hardly eat lunch. It's always breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And
breakfast.
Tony had a breakfast with me yesterday, and he had the Bailey special, which is a prime, ribeye.
Oh, yeah.
Steak.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
That's one of my favorite breakfasts.
And then I tend to get the Julie special. See, he names dishes after his regulars.
Right.
And it's two pancakes, eggs, and bacon, but I always have some sausage added onto it.
Some sausage.
It sticks to my ribs, and I get the big old tall glass of orange juice, not mimosas.
Yeah, good man.
Not mimosas.
Yeah, not till 9 a.m., right?
I have to work.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So I get the big old tall glass of orange juice.
Yeah, and another one that I know you could talk about, the Gulf.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite places. The view.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, the food is always good.
Mm-hmm.
Simple, brilliant flavors. The drinks are good. The other two you haven't been to yet, Sabai, which is a new Thai restaurant in Sims, which is probably one of the best Asian food period restaurants on the Gulf Coast right now.
Really?
And it's in Sims. It is just spectacular. I turned Chelsea Sayas on to it from Studio 10.
Mm-hmm.
And, she lives in Saraland, so it's, 15-minute drive.
Right.
Down 158/Schillinger's Road. She's there. Heather and I go... once a month. For a while there, we were going once a week. Just love it. And then the last one, it's the only one that's not in Mobile or Baldwin County, but it is close enough, and that's Gather in Atmore. It's a 45-minute drive tops.
Yeah.
Absolutely worth it. And Chris McElhaney, who we had dinner with when he was with Dumbwaiter.
Mm-hmm.
He and his wife opened this in Atmore. It is absolutely a destination restaurant.
Wow.
Everyone in Mobile should plan a weekend where you just drive up to Atmore and eat at Gather.
And then go to the casino if you want to.
Yeah, go to the casino or anything else you want to do. But it's a nice drive. You know, it's easy to find. It's a beautiful little restaurant. The food is just spectacular.
Right.
And no, Sarah Lightsey, Sims is not too far away. It's not.
You need to be by 65.
Yeah.
By 65. Yeah. By 65 means that you eat on both sides of I-65.
Right.
procure an adult. I'm by 65.
You're north of 65, too. All right, we got to go to a break. 343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line, or you can call us at that number, can't they, Mike?
They certainly, and we wish you would.
Yeah.
You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce? Pork shoulder is the cut of choice in Mississippi. And they fried themselves on barbecue that's totally vinegary. In Louisiana, them Cajuns.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now, back to Mike
Wesley
and Stu.
This is Chef Wesley Nevin from New Orleans, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Man, Wes.
Yep.
Yep, Wes is a good man. I like to see him whenever I get over to New Orleans.
There you go. Hey,
you was going to add a few to the list.
I was going
to
add a few of my personal favorite. Now, a number of these, I've eaten there as well, and those are some of my favorite places. Yeah. Like I said, the duck fat mashed potatoes at Southwood, love them.
Yeah, and you know another.
They were so damn good. I can't remember what I ate for lunch.
And you know another place that should be on this list too. Who? Is Sunset Point.
It is
over in Fair.
It is. You're right about
that. I guess anything Panini Pete associated should be on the list. They had the beignets yesterday at Squid Ink yesterday.
I was going to ask about that.
And they were as big as a monkey's fist. I am telling you.
Little monkey or big monkey?
Like orangutan kind.
Orangutan,
of
okay. Yeah.
Not quite Sasquatch.
But you know, because I'm in sales, I'm on the road all the time, and I have to pretty much pull in, get what I can. One of my favorite places, and I this is kind of a chain, I know it is, but Poke Luau over here on Airport Boulevard, corner McGregor and Airport. Right, phenomenal. Right. Buster's Barbecue in Robertsdale.
That is good stuff.
The burnt-end brisket. Mm. The fatty burnt-end tips. Phenomenal.
Burning adds a unique
it's
kind of caramelization.
That's the caramelization. Yeah, just brings the sweetness out.
We are, as a nation, we're waking up to the flavor of char. That a little bit of is good. And a great demonstration of that is a New York-style pizza. Should be a little burnt on the bottom.
I like it a little crunchy.
It should be a little black, and you get that char.
I ate at Cousin Vinny's last night. And I like that semolina on the bottom, where you, and it keeps it from burning, but it does make it a dark bottom, like a cracker.
Right.
I love that. That's
and,
that
and that's more your Neapolitan as opposed to a New York style.
I had the Vinny's last night. And I know this is New Year, but that pizza was phenomenal. They got some huge, huge baked and sun-dried tomatoes sauce on their wings. But going back to my list, Papa Dave's in Fairhope. South of Fairhope, right there by 13 and 98, his ribs, just plain and simple. He's from Wisconsin.
Really?
And he come down here and did, he's like a lumberjack. He said he used to be a lumberjack up in Wisconsin. And
he just offended all the Wisconsinites.
That's all right.
All five
but
of
anyway,
them.
But there's plenty of them over in Gulf Shores. I know. I get behind them every week. Anyway, Papa Dave's ribs, phenomenal. And he's added a little aesthetics to his restaurant. How front
picture
he's got.
Picture of us?
He's got potbelly pigs out front in front of a barbecue place. It's hilarious.
That's cool. When you know up. It's fresh.
Are they real pigs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, he has some other pigs, but I don't see them anymore.
I'd be surprised they don't storm the
I don't
fence
know
and
where,
try to run away from home.
I don't
home.
Know whether, yeah, revolt. But Butch Cassidy's.
Yeah.
Chicken and waffles. I'm sorry. That's fine. With the fried grits.
Fried grits.
Fried grits. Folks, you ain't lived till you've had fried grits.
That's true. That's true.
Phenomenal. They're in little squares. Love them. Love them. Love them. Love them. But, yeah, I tend to eat at the same places all the time.
Well, you're a creature of habit. Salesman.
I'm a salesman.
So these are on your route.
And they're customers. They buy from me. Mm-hmm. So, but you pick what you got. But I have to say, the number one thing I had in 2019 was at Boggy's on 98 over by Fish River and the Inspiration Point, Inspiration Oak, which also is the entrance to the Boggy, the bog there, mm-hmm. with the pitcher plant bog. At Boggy's, the buttermilk pie. Mm. That was the greatest thing I had.
Is that like a custard kind of?
Yeah, it's kind of a custard.
Yeah, it's a custard pie. You use buttermilk instead of regular milk.
Oh, my God.
Probably a little extra sugar.
My mouth is watering thinking about that.
It is delicious. I'll tell you, I didn't have it in 2019, but another place makes phenomenal buttermilk pies. Mm. Patty Clark over at Warehouse.
I have not had hers.
That was the first thing I ever had from there, and it was phenomenal.
The buttermilk pie would set my year off. For 2019.
Can I go ahead and tell my
absolutely.
Story?
Absolutely. I was about to say, Charlie's got something he wants to talk about.
You know, and everybody gets caught in this thing where you've got a group of people show up at your door and you want to go out to eat and have no reservations. And I don't know if this is a well-kept secret or I was just lucky and it was an accidental thing that worked in our favor. Anyhow, we had company from South Florida in over this past weekend. And they originally were going to come in on Saturday. Well, their plans got changed, and I get this text in the middle of Friday saying, can we come on today and stay the night? Sure, come on. We'd planned to go out to eat. So we got when everybody got assembled and got my daughter and her family in on this thing, too, because we wanted to get everybody together. I said, well, let's decide what we want to do. Well, we narrowed it down to seafood, and because of geography, we kind of narrowed it down to Cravers or Wenzel's, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'll start with Wenzel's first. Well, we had no reservations, and there were seven of us. So I called Wenzel's, but this time I said, I just want to check in with you because this was going to be the deciding factor. What is your wait time right now? And she said, well, as luck would have it, right now we have no wait time. If you were here right now, well, that decided it, and so we all took a beeline to Wenzel's. We got there, and everybody, my wife and Marguerite and I were the last to get there. They held the table until all seven of us showed up, but then they seated us right away. And I'm thinking, maybe if you don't have a reservation, they surely will. If they've got a wait time, they got a ballpark idea.
Right.
Well, it's going to be maybe half an hour or something like that. Maybe that was just a lucky accident that we had that we caught them that way, or if that
one
might
be a
suggestion.
One of the slower weekends in the restaurant industry is the weekend after New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of the restaurant folks may not be wanting to work that weekend.
But, you know,
either.
you did the best thing that a consumer can do. You've got a group of abnormal size.
Sure.
Call. You know where you're going. Everyone, someone in your crowd has a phone. Have someone call them and go, hey, just a heads up, we got about 7, 8, 10 people. We're headed your way. And then they can let you know, yeah, no problem. Or they can tell you, well, we're on a bit of a wait.
Yeah.
You know, but
at least communicate. Don't just show up at the door.
Yeah, because we got a call last night at 9 o'clock. We close at 10. They're bringing in 25 to 30 people today at lunch.
Now I got a
I'll tell you, with a group that large, you should give a week. But as it turns out, they gave us a heads up, so we know to bring in extra people.
Yeah.
But here's the other side of that. You better go.
Oh,
if they're
sure.
bringing in extra people because you're bringing in a big crowd,
you better
show up. And on airport at Lucky, we ended up, anyone said they were bringing 10 or more people, we're going to need a credit card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just
good
to
idea.
Have a reservation, because people in Mobile will make a reservation for their party at every single restaurant on Airport Boulevard.
Maybe
they'll make 25 or 30 reservations and then decide at the time to eat which one they want to go to.
Maybe restaurants should say, okay, there's a There's a $10 registration fee. Mm-hmm. But if you show up, and then that'll come off of your bill.
Yeah, it's easier just to say, you know, if you don't give us a 24-hour notice on cancellation, we're going to charge you $50.
Yeah, yeah.
And that usually does it.
Which will apply toward your meal.
But you know the automatic gratuity that some restaurants put on there, you know.
I don't like that.
Well, you know what? If large parties tipped, they wouldn't have to.
That's right. No.
But guaranteed, somebody in a group of 10 or more isn't even going to pay their bill.
Most people don't know how to tip.
It's not just tipping. They'll skip out on the whole bill because they're like, oh, they'll get enough in tips. They can cover my bill, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I've most of the parties that I've worked in my life as a server, at least one person skipped out without paying anything.
I had a conversation one time with a waiter, a long time, mm-hmm. almost two decades at Olive Garden, and she said that her experience was that they really didn't like the automatic gratuities on a large group because mm-hmm. they could make more in tips from that large group.
You got to read the group. If it's like a group of sorority girls,
yeah.
you're not going to make any money off of them unless you grab it. In fact, I had a 30 top at Olive Garden one night that was a sorority from South Alabama. Uh-huh. And of the 30, only 10 of them actually ordered. The rest of them got water.
Yeah. What's that all
why
about?
Are you even there?
That's right. You can drink in the fountain. Yeah.
Back in the
you better believe I hit them with the automatic.
Back in the brick pit days.
Yeah.
And no, folks, I don't know what's going on in the brick pit, so don't ask.
So they haven't, they haven't reopened.
Don't ask.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
I don't know.
He's not assessing.
I know they're not open, but I drive by it every Sunday and I see it still closed and gutted out and whatever. But anyway, we had a guy bring in 18 people. There was three SUVs, those long suburban SUVs, mm-hmm. and they were from Houston. And this guy said he owned 5 barbecue places in Houston. He tipped like 5%
mm-hmm.
on that party.
Yep.
And he owns 5 restaurants,
yeah.
barbecue places.
Mm-hmm.
That's insulting. That is an insult.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I would not be frequenting one of his restaurants.
If I could remember what they were, I wouldn't, but I don't go to Houston.
So anyhow, going back to my story, if it's a last-minute change of plans, sometimes you can't help that.
Yeah.
At least call the restaurant and say, we got this group we want to bring. What's the wait time?
Yeah.
And they were ready for us when we got
there.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know. Just give them a heads
up. I do have a complaint about Wenzel's, though.
Yeah, well.
The food was great. Mm-hmm. But, God, there was so much food, we went out of there with 4 to-go boxes.
What a complaint.
What are you complaining? I know.
Chris Conlon at Guido's would tell you.
We just took the rest
of
it home.
That's just ridiculous.
My wife had the shrimp last night.
You complained about too much food.
She air fried it.
And here's another thing, folks. When you make your reservations and you get your group there, tell all your people not to blow their nose on the dining room floor.
Or do it.
Go to the bathroom and blow your nose. So go outside and blow your nose. Yeah. Do not clean your nostrils out in a restaurant dining room floor.
It's called clearing your snot locker.
Yeah.
But it's perfectly acceptable. Mike's just crazy.
If snot locker turns you off, then you know why.
That gets my goat. That just gets my goat.
I don't care about your goat. I care about blowing my nose.
Shouldn't be a goat in the restaurant.
If I'm only going to blow my nose once, yeah, I'll do it. But if I'm having allergies, I'm going to blow my nose 30 times, and I'm not getting up any of them.
I'll take you out of the restaurant in a headlock.
No, you wouldn't do that to me, would you?
Not a heavy tipper like
that. After a tomato can tried to kill me? Gosh.
Yeah, you could survive
I'll
a
stick
headlock.
Some chopsticks up your nose. How about that?
Like you could use them. When we get back, we're going to have a distinguished caller on, Mr. John from Fish River. So we're looking forward to that.
Hang in there, John.
Yep.
Text
we'll
be line right back.
343-0106.
A butter and egg man. From way out in the west, I get so tired of working all day. I want somebody who wants me to play. Pretty clothes that never were mine. Butter and egg man, some big butter.
but I'm different. I'm from way down in the south.
That's just what I'm looking for.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
So,
from Tokyo, no less.
Is that where he's at?
Yeah, they're on their way back from the Philippines. He and Simon went to visit her family for the holidays.
Okay.
And
but they had some great food.
Yeah. Filipino food is just phenomenal.
Speaking of great food, we got to thank our most important sponsors, Bob's Downtown Diner at the corner of Fat and Happy.
Oh, that Bailey's Breakfast.
At Bailey's Breakfast. Mm-hmm.
Do you get a discount on that, Mike?
No, I don't. I don't, but I don't get any commission or anything off of it. So we'll have to negotiate that. But but it's right there at the corner of North Jackson and St. Francis. And if you sit outside, like today's going to be a great day to sit outside, you're going to see all them little scooters buzzing around everywhere.
Yeah, they
look like
around.
Fireflies just flying. Not fireflies, but like
scooters?
Like mosquitoes flying around all the downtown.
All around downtown.
All
Mobile.
Over downtown. Well,
you can rent them to get around run over. Downtown. They're electric scooters.
They're all over the place. And
so
then we want to thank
them.
Deborah and them over at Hall's Sausage
mm-hmm.
out of Chickasaw. So I got to go to Chickasaw. Well, it's actually Sarah Lynn. But anyway, we have John from Fish River on the phone.
And, morning, John.
And, John, morning. How
good
you doing,
news
buddy?
I hear, right, John?
Do what?
You have some news for us, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Linda got out of the hospital. That's one great thing.
Yeah, awesome.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
After what kind of surgery did you have? Colon surgery,
Yeah, I'm very familiar.
Yeah, you should be. That's a slow recovery, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I had one nurse who told me I no longer have a colon, I have a semicolon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, what I wanted to call you about is I was running around town yesterday and doing some emergency runs, pharmaceuticals and equipment and stuff like that, and worked up an appetite. And just about wore me out thinking about going out and eating and making reservations and having to wait. But I didn't have to wait here. I went to, of all places, and Mike's familiar with it, Greer's in Fairhope.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that fried chicken, you talked about it before, and it is good.
They have some delicious fried chicken.
And you know, the thing I think that made it so good was they didn't add a lot of salt to it.
No, it had something else. Something else was on it, and it
lemon
just
pepper,
really
maybe?
Spiced. I mean, it was so good. Mm-hmm. I used to eat there a lot several years ago when I was working mm-hmm. more in downtown Fairhope, and yeah, that fried chicken. And then you get over to Van Cleve, and some of the best catfish I've ever had is at that one over Van Cleve. It's just, and then what was that, pickles on a stick I had one time?
Yeah, well, it was a catfish bite, a fried pickle,
yeah,
some other fried stuff.
That sounds good. Better than chicken on a stick.
It looked like, I'm gonna tell you, it was. It did. It had a pickle. It had a catfish, chunk of catfish.
No tomato.
All on a stick. No. But they did have. They did have something like shish kebabs.
Yeah, the tomato I would imagine, be kind of hard to shove in your mouth while driving down the road with a skewer.
Especially
you had to make sure not to hit any. You had to make sure not to hit any bumps, or that stick was going to go down the back of your throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
scratch.
But also something else I noticed in that store. They've done something there at the Greer's Fairhope Market.
Mm-hmm.
It's the meat section has been expanded. It seemed like, and I saw some beef ribs. Full ripe beef ribs I hadn't seen in any of the stores around here. Korean ribs and short ribs.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And for some reason, I haven't seen them in the other stores.
Well, they're opening up a Greer's three or four blocks away from where I live at in Detani. I don't know. They're still gutting the building out, and I don't know how long. It probably won't take them that long to get it going, once they get it going, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it's really going to cater to that area of.
What street is that on?
St. Louis.
It's
on St. Louis, and I forget the corner. Oh my God!
It's the corner of St. Louis and something. Give
yeah.
you that.
St. Louis. It's on St. Louis.
Yeah,
in Detani Square. In Detani Square.
Yeah,
it's right behind the new federal courthouse. It's in the shadow of it. But
I'm not that familiar with downtown anymore for some reason. I just don't go there anymore.
Well, that's too bad. There's a lot of good places to eat downtown.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it. A lot of it on Facebook and heard you guys talking about it.
You got to try that Mob Town hot chicken at Squid Ink.
Yeah, but just how hot it is. You say it's the hottest thing ever. Well,
it's not the hottest thing ever, but it's probably the hottest thing you've ever had from a restaurant. Unless you eat Thai food a lot.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Used to, but not even, I haven't had it in a while. Love Thai food, Vietnamese food. So good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's meant to be hotter than, say, a Popeye's.
But do you think the heat hotter takes away from the food?
No.
You
not
think it
at
adds
all.
That much to it?
Yeah. That's why this hot chicken took off in Nashville. It was invented in 1998 at a place called Prince's in East Nashville. And it was simply Prince's wife was mad at him and was trying to hurt him.
Oh.
And him and his buddy that sat down to eat this chicken that he demanded she cook him that was loaded down with more spices than any human should be able to tolerate, they loved it.
Oh, wow.
And that was the beginning of the whole thing. And the place I want to try, because my friends in Nashville who tell me they've tried Prince's, they tried all the others, they tell me is Matty B's is the best.
Matty B's.
And there's a Matty B's in Birmingham. So
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Is that on the east side, isn't it?
I am not sure where it is, but my next trip to Birmingham is probably going to involve Matty B's. Because I need to try. And the traditional way to eat Nashville style hot chicken is the fried chicken, some white bread, and some pickles, and that's the meal.
And an ice cube in your mouth.
It's a sweet
don't
tea.
Forget that.
Yeah. It's a sweet
good old Alabama table wine.
Yes.
Well, John, we got about a minute left, buddy. I hope everything continues to go well with your lovely bride, sir.
I hope so too.
Still praying. Still
got her eating popsicles. That seems to be the main thing on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Funny how it works, and Jell-O.
Yeah, I remember when I thought aspartame loaded Jell-O was the best thing I had ever eaten when I had gone 3 months with no food.
I bet.
Yeah.
Ooh. I bet.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, buddy. Roll along, John.
Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush.
Hey, real quickly, I just want to say if our listeners want to continue to help Mississippi raise more money for their schools and roads, it is 22 miles from my house to the first exit on I-10. Go to the Exxon station, and you can buy Mississippi Lottery scratch-off tickets.
Yeah, because their state government is not crooked as ours. I mean, it's still crooked. It's government.
But anyhow, it was since the first of the year, New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And I think they're in the Powerball now, too.
Yep. We'll be. I know that's coming up.
Yeah.
I'll go get Powerball tickets probably. But.
Well, the scratch-offs were neat.
If I'm not here one Sunday morning, I'm either – rich or sick? I might be rich, sick rich.
I would go with the sick. The odds are.
All right.
You want to take a bet?
One more time in review, hungover is not sick. Don't ever say you're sick when
that's
you're hungover.
Choice.
Just say, I'm still drunk.
We're out of here, guys.
All right, folks. What do we usually say?
Tip your servers. Service earn your tips. Support local. Be local. Buy local.
Yeah. There's something else we say. I can't remember what it is.
Gouda.
Feta.
Provolone.
Oh, yeah. Provolone, folks.
Provolone 2020.